Perk Vav Mishnah Hey. Hamadagas Agbadish Vayubo Kalim Vidolkum. Rav Yehuda Omer Yishalei Masha Besocho. So if someone lit a fire on his own premises and it spread to another person's property where it went ahead and it burned down a stack of grain, and there were, for example, Kalim hidden there, and they were also burned up, Rav Yehuda Omer Yishalei Masha Besocho. Rav Yehuda maintains that he pays not only for the stack of grain, but even for what is Tamun Besocho, even what is hidden inside it. Rabbi Yehuda basically maintains that he is chayav even for things that are unlikely to be hidden in a haystack, such as a kiss, a pocketbook, a purse. The chachamim oimrim and the chachamim hold edom shalei legadish shal chitin o shal sorim. The chachamim hold that he pays only for a stack of wheat or a stack of barley and not for anything tumun besocho, no hidden kalim, because according to the chachamim, the Torah is not mechayev one for burning up things that are hidden. This is a special p'tur, one of the p'turim of the mazik. This is the p'tur of the mazik of Eish. Now, in describing the hezek of Eish, the Torah basically says that it talks there about the consumption of kama, standing grain. And the Torah is basically teaching that the mazik only pays for objects that, like kama, like the standing grain, are exposed, and not for items that are hidden. However, he has to pay, and this is important, the Bartanura points out, that he has to pay as though the space was taken up by the kalim with grain. In other words, he has to pay for that amount in grain. So if, let's say, if the grain that is surrounding the kli is wheat, then he pays the value of that amount, that volume of wheat, and if it's barley, same thing there. Now, this p'tur is a p'tur, as we said, there's a kasuv in the Torah, so therefore it implies in all cases. And therefore, the one who lights the fire and starts the fire and is chayiv fa'esh, he's going to be p'tur, even if the tamun, hidden items, would be expected to be in the place where they were burned. For example, let's say his fire burned up some stack of, let's say, hay, a haystack, and there were tools hidden in there. This is Rashi. It explains this on Daf Samach Aleph and Beis Gemara. So that would be an example. And he's popped there even if he knew that the items were there. Now, the Mishnah now here refers to a person who lit a fire in his own yard and it traveled outside. Okay? We're going to see the halacha with respect to a fire where it was actually lit in the property of the one who he's damaging. In other words, if he lights the fire, the person goes and he lights the fire in someone else's property itself, and not that it travels from his property, but he actually lights it there. So that we'll see more of that coming up later on. Let's now continue on. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss some other cases where other items were burned together with some grain, a stack of grain. Aya gedi kapaslo. So if there was a gedi, a goat, and a young goat that was tied to this stack of grain, the eved samaflo, and it was an eved knani near the stack of grain, but he was not tied to it, right? Samaflo. Finisrafimo, and the goat or the eved was burnt up with the stack of grain. Chayim, the mazik here, the one who started the fire, is going to be chayim to pay for the gedi, and for sure the stack of grain, obviously, but he's not chayiv to pay for the eved, because the eved could have run away. If someone basically goes ahead and he kills, as you know, an eved kanani, one is chayiv for chayiv misa. But here in this case, the mazik is not chayiv misa, and he's not even chayiv to pay for the eved. This is the Bartanura points out, is because the eved, since he was not tied to the stack and could have run away, the eved has considered to have brought the misa upon himself. And the truth is, this is true with regard to a regular person as well in terms of the misa. Now, even though the Mishnah states that the goat was tied here, the mazik would actually be chayav to pay even if the goat was not tied. This is the Bartanura also points out. Even if he was just merely next to the stack of grain, and we don't say that the goat should have escaped, because we don't assume the goat has das to run away. But the reason why the Mishnah is going to here is the reason why the Mishnah here is describing the goat as tied is basically to contrast with the next case coming up right now. So let's see. Eved kapuslo, the gedi samuslo. If, however, the eved was tied to the stack and the gedi was next to it, benisrafimo, and the eved burnt up with it, potter, the mazik is not chayev to pay at all because he's basically viewed as a murderer of the eved, and the person is not chayev to pay money when he's chayev misa. This is what's called kilei b'derabamine. So that's the basic yesod here. Now, what's happening here is the eved knani was tied to the stack of grain. So the one who lights the fire, he is going to be chayev for killing him, since he could not have run away. And as we said, there's a principle of kum leib d'rabine, and therefore, the one who started the fire is going to be potter for paying for the other, but he's going to be chayev misa. Umodim chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the chachamim will go ahead and agree with Rabbi Yehuda, the madligas habira. If someone goes and lights a fire on another person's property, and it burned down a large house there, this is the case we were talking about, shehu mishalim kol ma shebesocho. There, the person has to pay for everything inside the house, including the hidden objects. This is, even the Chachamim hold this, shekein derech b'nei adam laniyah b'baitim, because this is the way of people to place all sorts of things in their houses. And since the fire was started on the property, right, of the one who's, of the nizak, of the, right, the fire started on his property. The fire did not start on the mazik's property. The fire here started on the nizak's property, and it is common for anything to be hidden in the house. So the Chacham agree that the damager has to pay for the items hidden. Now, the question is, what's the pshat? Why? Why is that? So, this needs to be understood, Ashik. See, when someone starts a fire in his own property, so then that's the mazik of what we call Eish, where the Hezek travels, and the fire travels with a ruach mitsuya, with a koach acher. That's the mazik of Eish. But when someone starts a fire in his neighbor's property itself without any permission and it causes damage there, he is viewed as someone who did damage with his own hands. And therefore, the damage is not really a Eish damager. This is pure Adam Hamazik. And therefore, since we're talking about Adam Hamazik, so therefore, there's no p'tur for hidden things because the whole idea of the p'tur of Tamun is only if we're talking about the Mazik of Eish. Now, even in this situation, the Chachamim maintain that one is chayiv for burning a hidden object only if an object of that type is sometimes found in the place where it was burned. For example, as we said, like a farmer's tools in a haystack. Since he should have considered the possibility that that item is actually there, so that's why he's responsible. But if the hidden item was not expected to be there, then it's burning it up. Let's say, for example, a wallet in a haystack. So that's not considered something foreseeable, and therefore it's considered an ones, and he's not going to be chayiv. So that's why the Chachamim added here, because it is the way of the people to place all sorts of things in their houses, meaning that's why they say, shekein derech b'nei adam v'haniach v'batim. The person who burned down a house has to pay for hidden things in it because he should have expected that anything can be hidden inside a house. So to sum it all up, there's really two machlokism between the Chachamim of Yehuda. For the Chachamim, okay, there's a halacha that one who lights a fire on his own premises is not chayev for burning anything that is tamun, hidden. But according to Yehuda, there's no p'tur. He's going to be chayev. Now, this machlokes applies both to objects that were expected to be there and that weren't expected to be there, right? Farmer's tools is expected to be there. Let's say a wallet, probably is not expected to be there. That's one machlokes. The other machlokes is if the mazik lit the fire on the premises of the nizak. So there, even the Chachamim maintain that a piyataira is no tour for anything that is hidden. But they're going to be pater for anything that's not expected to be there. Rabbi Yehuda argues even with this, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person has to pay for burning anything, even things that are hidden in it. This is all spelled out in the Bar Tanura.